This is Nonstop Awesomeness with Nathan Agin. Today's episode is with Warren and Betsy Talbot, authors and nomads, talking about their new book, Married with Luggage. It was a really fun conversation. We were all very energized at the end of it. And I'm actually recording the intro to this conversation at SeaTac Airport in Washington. I have a flight coming up today. And this is the airport where Warren and Betsy actually started their journey, their ended up being nomadic journey back in 2010. Pretty awesome to be here and be able to bring this episode to you from this place. So I think you'll really enjoy the conversation and be sure to stick around to the end to hear how you can win a copy of their book.
Hey everybody, it is Nathan Agin. Hope you're doing well today, and I'm very excited to be doing a short chat with a couple of online travel friends that I've been very fortunate to connect with and really excited about what they're doing. Today we're going to talk about a very specific project that they're working on that I think is very applicable to just about anyone, anywhere, whether or not you're traveling, and we'll talk about that. And without further ado, this is Warren and Betsy Talbot, and let me give a brief little intro about what they're up to. Through their website at Married with Luggage, Warren and Betsy have been testing their relationship in the public eye since 2008, when they first made the decision to quit their jobs, sell everything they owned, and travel the world full-time. That certainly resonates for me. They are the authors of Dream, Save, Do, an action plan for dreamers, Getting Rid of It, the step-by-step guide to eliminate the clutter in your life, and Strip Off Your Fear, Radiate the Confidence Within, all of which enjoy five-star reviews from readers around the globe. And they even teach people how to let go of their past and make room for the present in their online multimedia course, Declutter Clinic. And today, one of the main topics we're going to talk about is their latest book, which is called Married with Luggage, One Couple's Journey from the Brink of Divorce to the Edge of the World. Warren and Betsy, thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh, we're delighted to be here, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. We didn't get divorced. Yay!
It was just the brink. Perfect. So, you know, as we jump into the book, I was, you know, looking through it and, you know, just to even mention some of the titles, which, you know, one of the things I definitely want to ask you about is how, you know, you guys learned all this traveling the world, and not every couple is looking to do that, but just how it is applicable in everyday life. Let me just kind of briefly mention a couple chapters, which I think really stand out as like, yes, even if you're living in the same place, this is probably applicable. Let's see, I do means every day, think like a team, find ways to make your partner happier every day, fight about one thing at a time, disconnect to reconnect, and ask for help when you need it. And that was just like six of the, you know, 25 or so chapters in the book. So there's a lot of information and a lot of content in there. But let me jump in there. Like so not every couple is looking to travel long term like you guys or like I'm doing. So what do you think travel can do for any relationship?
I think it puts everything in a fast forward. It accelerates your relationship for sure.
One thing that happens when you travel together like this is that you're together 24/7, and you have to make multiple decisions every day. You know, where to sleep at night, where to eat three times a day. All of these things get magnified more so than your everyday life. So it's not that you learn lessons that you wouldn't learn in your everyday life. You just learn them a heck of a lot faster.
Because you have to get along, because it's just the two of us. As we travel around the world, there's usually no one else who may speak our language, who we can turn to, who we can talk to. So it's just the two of us. And you become a team. You become a team that is out there to see the world and to experience it all, but also to work through the lessons that it takes as a couple to get along.
You know, we were together for 6 years in our quote-unquote traditional lifestyle before we started traveling, and now we've been traveling for almost four. And when I look back on the difference in how we acted before we started traveling and how we act now, it is like night and day. And it's those lessons that we learned because we had to. I couldn't just walk away when we were having a fight because I didn't have anywhere to go. I couldn't just go complain to my girlfriends because they weren't there. I mean, those kind of things take away that safety net that you had before, and it causes the lessons to come a lot faster.
So, perfect. Building on all of this, you know, for couples that are not looking to, you know, spend 6 weeks, you know, in South America or something like that, or do something this accelerated, what is it, you know, what are some of the things that they can take away from this book, from your experiences? You know, what are some of the key things that you guys have learned that couples anywhere could, you know, integrate into their lives?
Well, the biggest lesson I had to learn was to assume the best intentions. And, you know, for years, I don't know why, because he professed that he loved me and married me and all those things, but I still thought he was out to get me in every single way under the sun. And I finally had this big realization about, you know, the intentions that he had, and that even if he said something in a way that I didn't like or used the wrong words, that I had to realize that he's not out to get me. And it took a few, you know, death-defying situations for me to figure that out. And I think that's something that any couple can use anywhere. And I'm ashamed that it took me so long to get to it.
And I also, you touched on it earlier when you did the introduction, you were talking about the book. The idea is that you need to fight fast. And to do that, you have to fight about one thing at a time. We have a tendency, Betsy and I, where we would fight, we would bring up everything. And this is what I don't like about you from 6 years ago. And we would just get into it. And it was an all-out brawl.
I think you actually cursed my ancestors.
I may have.
Everything I had touched since birth, yeah.
But this is the challenge, and we all do it. We all have a tendency when we're in the midst of that passionate fighting. We fight about everything. And at one point, we've actually sat in the end of a fight and laughed because we can't remember what started it. And that's the problem, is that if you can fight about that one thing and it get to the root of what the real problem is, your relationship is going to be better, you're going to fight less, you're going to fight faster when you do, and you're going to have a lot more time for the makeup.
And you won't keep having the same damn fight over and over again. We cannot be the only couple that used to do that. I mean, really, we would have the same fight over and over again.
Oh, I am there. It sounds like I could definitely use a chapter on fight on one thing at a time. That definitely resonates with me. So, as I was reading more about your story and you guys wrote it in a very beautiful way, even just on the website, that, you know, your relationship is stronger now because you know you can handle anything as a team. And that's, you know, I think that's really great to see that, you know, this experience and the travel has helped you get through that. And of course, you know, in the title of the book, it says you got to the brink of divorce, which people can learn about, you know, your story, you know, before you even started traveling. So what I'm curious about, though, were there ever moments, you know, where you thought about ending the relationship during your travels? And how did you get through that?
I want to say yes, because it would create more drama in the conversation and in the book. But the truth is, that it's not, ever since we made the decision to recommit to each other back in 2006, then we have never had that moment of wanting to split. It has always just been more and more closeness and a bond that has strengthened over the course of the last 3.5 years of travel.
I think it's been a series of life experiments that we've done. We've worked consciously to create the lifestyle that we wanted, and that meant personally as well as together to get what we needed so that we could be happier and stronger. And that's ultimately what led to us being able to travel around the world together, because if we hadn't taken care of that one step, that one big, big elephant in the room, we would have never made it on our first plane.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then you can also look at the fact that the two of us have, you know, we've just built a really tight relationship over the course of the travel, but that does not mean we don't fight. We still fight. Mm-hmm. We still have knockdown dragouts occasionally. But the truth is that we never question as to whether it's the beginning of the end, or this fight is going to blow up into some epic type of problem that we can't solve. That's not what we ever worry about nowadays, because we fight about the things that are important. We throw it out there. We have that knockdown dragout, but then we quickly get back to center, because we usually have to make a decision or something in that realm that makes us forces us back to center.
You know, and I think for me, for a long time, I thought fighting was the beginning of the end. Like, fights were to be avoided at all costs because it meant that things weren't going well. And what I've learned since then is fighting is necessary to a relationship. You have to clear the air. You have to challenge each other. You have to call each other out when they're doing something wrong. If you don't, not only are you going to be unhappy, but that person is never going to be able to grow. Your relationship can't grow. So a fight is necessary.
I love that. In this age of sound bites, I like fighting is necessary to the relationship. I think that was really cool.
I'm going to use it, actually. I'm bringing it out as my own sound bite, because I'm going to tell her that, you know, we have, you know, this fight is fine. It's necessary.
Perfect. Yeah, it can now be used during the fight. It can be even kind of a meta level of fighting. But you know, and it's funny. I have these questions here, and as we're talking, you know, and I'm in a relationship, I'm thinking like, all right, I'm going to throw out my questions. I need to start asking them just personal things. Like I need this to be a coaching call right now because it sounds like you guys are in such a great place with your relationship, and it's so refreshing, and it's exciting to hear the energy, the positivity, because, you know, as both of us know, or all of us know, travel is not easy. It's not like you go travel and suddenly everything is just, you know, rainbows and kittens. And, you know, so I'm curious, like, what situations really helped you see your partner in a new light? You know, were there, you guys mentioned there were some, like, you know, really hairy or maybe near-death experiences earlier. And so I'm curious, like, what were those kind of, you know, just crazy stories that you're like, oh, okay, this is who my partner is. I'd love to hear more about that.
You know, the book starts out with one of my favorite stories, which is one that just happened last year off of the coast of Turkey. We were camping, and we got caught up in the worst storm that I've ever been in my life. And we were in a tent on the edge of a cliff, looking out over the Mediterranean, something that looked great the night before when we went to bed and had the beautiful sunset, but was horrible in the middle of the night when the storm hit. And we had to work together to get out of that situation, to walk a mile up a wet, rocky cliff to get to a village where we didn't know anybody and didn't know if they'd let us in and didn't speak the language. And working together and seeing how calm Warren was, I loved seeing that. And in instances like that, it helped me appreciate his skills and what he brings to the table in our relationship. And I love seeing stuff like that. I didn't love being in the storm, but I loved being in the storm with Warren.
Yeah, we've had so many amazing experiences. I think that, you know, as I look back, the moment that really changed my perspective of Betsy was not a kind of a monumental or crazy experience at all. It was understanding more about her through a conversation she was having with a friend. And it was through that conversation and through the fact that we had traveled for the last this was 3 years in, she was communicating to her that she was an introvert and that she needed to get her energy in a different way. And she was so open and so honest about it and so willing to share. And that was a difference from where she had started, a little more guarded with herself and the people around her. That openness changed my entire perspective of her. And it has changed so many things in our relationship because now I know what she needs more so than I ever did before. And I find that one moment encapsulates the biggest revelation I've ever had about her.
That's kind of the funny thing about our relationship is this communication that all this time I had been saying I was an introvert and Warren didn't actually know what that meant and I didn't actually bother to explain it. So all this time we thought we were communicating when we really weren't. And I think this is so typical of relationships, not just ours, every relationship. You think you're being clear, but unless that person repeats it back to you that they understand it, you might not be. And you could go for years with these kinds of misunderstandings.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I think, like, you know, defining terms is so important. I mean, I even sometimes, you know, get online and go like, okay, I've got to look up this word because I think I know what it means, and you're using it, and I want to make sure like we actually have the same definition or understanding of this term. Yeah, it comes up all the time. You know, and Warren, as you were Betsy, I'm sorry, as you were talking about the experience in Turkey, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, if I were the guy in that situation, I'm wondering about Warren about this. Like, Warren, were you just like secretly terrified, but you were like, okay, as the guy, I can't show that I'm terrified because if I'm terrified, this whole mission is a failure.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't say. I definitely made it clear that I was scared, and she did too. And that's one of the things that happened in the course of that evening is that there were no gender roles. It was just the two of us needed to get off that cliff safely and not get blown out to sea. I mean, that was pretty much the mission. And so the two of us jumped into action, and we relied upon each other intuitively as to what our skills are and where our strengths are. And we jumped into action by making sure that each other was safe, making sure that us individually were safe. And I'm better at direction, so I guided us to where we needed to be in the dark, whereas Betsy's better at making sure that all of us are set, we know where our risks are, we're staying away from the cliff, I'm not taking too many crazy risks, she's not taking any risks. So we leveraged our strengths, but it was all intuitive, and I think that was the moment when we realized how far we had come as a couple.
Well, absolutely. I think it demonstrates how, you know, of course, like life sends you the challenges, you know, at, you know, the time you, you know, need them. And it's like, you know, had you guys experienced this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, how would you have handled it differently? How would it have gone? Would it have been as smooth? You know, whereas you just said it was a little more intuitive of just like, let's just snap into the roles that we, you know, really excel at. And, you know, obviously you got through it very well.
Yeah, well, we did. It was it made a better story than it was. The experience itself was scary as hell, but it sure makes a good story now.
I was actually just trying to imagine what we would have done years before if we were in that situation. First of all, I wouldn't have been in a tent. Second of all, I would have yelled at you for getting us in this situation in the first place.
Perfect. Oh man, God, I love how much you guys laugh. I really think that is, you know, I think it's awesome, and I think it's, you know, just as an audio interview here, like it's just for other people to hear, like, yeah, this is, you know, why not laugh this much? Like, this is great, something to work towards. So one thing I do want to touch on, and I'm not sure if you know mentioned it specifically in the book, but you know, you guys are a team both in life and in business as you're running the site and all these courses and writing these books. So I'm wondering how does that work and you know, what advice you guys might have for others, you know, even interested in doing the same thing.
Well, I think the first thing and the most important thing, and this applies to whether you're running a business, traveling around the world, or, you know, you're running a family. And the issue is that you need to make sure that you split up your responsibilities, because if you start overlapping and trying to do the same thing as the other person, there are going to be fights and there's going to be disagreements and you're going to have arguments because both of you did the same thing, but you of course did it differently. So that creates tension.
There's a lot of nagging in that scenario.
And so you have to know what your strengths are. And so we find ourselves a lot talking about what our strengths are and where we should divide the responsibility. So when it comes to writing books, we know exactly what I do and what Betsy does. And we figured that out over the course of the previous three. And this book has gone incredibly smoothly as a result.
Yeah, we have roles in this, and so that we're each able to excel, and we're each able to depend on the other person to do that. I don't have to think about certain things. Warren doesn't have to think about certain things. And that makes the process work a lot faster. But one thing I would add to that is that you have to be able to give and receive feedback. If you work together, you cannot be precious about that, and you can't worry that you can't insult your partner or that you can't critique their work. You have to be able to say those things, and the other person has to be able to internalize them and do something positive with it. You can't let your ego get tied up in your work product. You have to stand to the side of it and say, he's talking about an action that I took that he didn't like. I can, you know, do something with that. He's not saying that I'm a terrible person.
And you also have to be able to take a step away from the work itself. Work cannot always be there. You cannot always have work conversations. And I'm the one that's most guilty of this. I have a tendency to just bring up work conversations all the time in the most inappropriate of moments. And so what I find is that it's a valuable lesson that I continue to strive to get better at, which is to leave the work behind. Talk about something else. You know, talk about the rest of our life that we've created, the travels that we're doing, what's coming up next. How are we doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Those are things that I think has to be a separation and has to be focused on just the romance and the love that we have.
I had to institute a rule that when I took my clothes off, he had to stop talking about work.
Yeah, it wasn't a hard one for me to follow. I'll be honest. I'm prepared to follow that rule constantly.
Well, well, that's great. I mean, you know, I'm excited to, you know, of course, share this conversation, you know, online. But it's almost like I'm excited to, you know, have my girlfriend listen to this conversation and just hear, you know, just get new perspectives and new ideas. Like, I think it's really great, and I would totally not be surprised to see you guys start off for like relationship coaching at some point. You know, it's like clearly you've figured some things out. You have a great relationship now, and I think there's a lot to be taken away from that. So, again, it's just been such a pleasure and you know, I wanted to let other people know, it's like, yes, I've only connected with you guys online, and yet because of your energy, because of your openness and what you're creating, it's like, I am really looking forward to the day when we can actually hang out in person and talk and laugh about all this and, you know, have a great, some kind of great vista in front of us. So I'm looking forward to that personally. So again, thank you guys so much for your time.
We have a place in Spain. You are more than welcome to come and visit. Bring your girlfriend. Come and enjoy some wine and some tapas with us.
And we'll tell you all the stories that didn't make it into the book.
Perfect. And, you know, I'll tell you, as a nomad, when people give you those offers of like, oh, sure, come on by, it's like, oh, I will be there.
Well, you know, we're travelers. We know that, and so we meant it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, before we wrap up, I do want to give you guys an opportunity, if there's anything else you want to share, whether it's upcoming projects or something about the book or what, you know, where people can find you online, let me just give you that time right now.
Well, of course, you can find everything you want to know about us at marriedwithluggage.com, including links to buy the book. But I hope everyone will follow along as we take our International Love Affair book tour, which we're going to take by train to 10 European cities. We're going to be talking about love and the lessons that come from it and exploring all the romance there is to offer in Europe.
So you can find all about that at the website at marriedwithluggage.com. We'll have links to that as well as the book itself.
Perfect. All right. Warren and Betsy, thank you guys so much for your time today. Always a pleasure. And best of luck with the book and your relationship in the future.
Thanks,
thank you,
Nathan.
So much, Nathan.
We'll see you in Spain.
Thanks again for listening, and as I mentioned at the top, you can win a copy of Warren and Betsy's book, Married with Luggage. I've already started reading it and am thoroughly enjoying it. Now, we are giving away two copies here, and all you need to do is leave a comment with either A, share how a trip you took with your partner improved the relationship, or share one of your greatest pieces of relationship advice. I know that I and probably many other people could benefit from it. So that's it. Hope you're doing well, and I'll see you next time from SeaTac Airport. All right, take care.